Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Habari Ghani, Alafia. Thank you so very much for joining me on this new occasion. We have a new episode, and our new episode is talking about what if African Americans did not come over on the Mayflower? What if they didn't? Then what? Then we would probably not be indigenous to Africa, possibly, or we could not be indigenous to United States of America. Now, we have a lot of discussion to do. We need to find out what is it that we have to do to find out just where we belong as African Americans. And I'm going to be talking about that during this series. I have also started another series out there on my YouTube channel. You might want to sign up and be one of my subscribers. I am talking about the health of the indigenous person. What are our staples and what are our main choice of foods in the basic food group? And how do we take care of ourselves with our diet and making our food our medicine? So why don't you check that out? But today's topic is talking about us African Americans. It seems as if now everyone is talking about, well, you know, the African didn't come from Africa. He didn't come over on the ships. Well, if we didn't come over on the ships, just where did we come from? Everybody's trying to misplace us or lose us in the shuffle. Isn't that ironic? If you don't know where you're going, they're going to send us around the Marbury bush again. We're going to be lost for 40 more years going around in circles trying to identify how we got here just to deter us from looking over to Mother Africa. Well, I got news for you. I'm not going to waste any time talking about whether or not we got off the Mayflower boat. I know we came from Africa. Our burnt skin features exemplify we're from the motherland. That is our land, doggone it, and we're going to get a piece of it. I don't know about you African Americans, but I'm going to be striving to talk about the indigenous heritage that we have and laying claim on our land over in Africa because they've been offering it to us. Do you think we're going to turn down our freedom a second time? Not in your lifetime. We're going to claim that heritage as Africans, and we're going to profess that Mother Africa birthed us. It's obvious. Everywhere you look and you see a black person, we exemplify each other. We're kin to one another. You can bring the African over here and spill his guts, and then spill an African-American's guts. You wouldn't know the difference between the two. We still have the same intestinal linings, and we produce the same chemicals in our body. So we are brothers and sisters and kin to the African. And whether or not we came over here on a little old Mayflower boat or whether or not we walked over here by the burning sands, we got over here some kind of way. And because Africans are everywhere, then that shouldn't be surprising. But we're going to stop this nonsense. Now everybody's running around grabbing the Bible saying, oh, now the Bible's our friend. Let's find ourselves in the Bible. Let's find ourselves. We're a tribe of people. Let's find those 12 tribes in the Bible. Now the Bible is speaking to us. Now we've gone and developed ESP. Now the Bible's speaking to us about those 12 tribes. Wouldn't you know it? Which 12 tribe are you from? We've always known we're from a tribe. We always have known that we're ancestral people. And I keep driving it home as often as I can. Put yourself in a communal setting. Find a way to reconnect yourself back together. Try to be a tribe. I've been saying that for the longest, that we are kin to one another. And to be exact, we have to oftentimes say that because we are a tribe, we do things differently. Things have to be ran by the tribe before they're finalized. No one stands on their own in the African-American race. Do you hear me? Do you understand me, African-American? You are not to voice your opinion unless you run it by the tribe. Most things are tribal communicable, and you must discuss them among the tribe. Even if you do step out there on your own, have someone to support you. That's how a communal group works. Now, you got every Jewish person trying to help us find out if we're Hebrew Israelites. And now we're turning to the Hebrews saying, hey, are we the Hebrews? Can we be a part of the Hebrews? And are we lost? Are we lost? No, we're not lost. We are the original Asiatic people, and we were here first. And we didn't have to come over on a Mayflower boat, or we didn't have to sail over here on any Native American boat as well. We're all over the place. They don't know the time when we came into inception. They don't know the time when we weren't or was. We've always been, and we will always be. So let's stop it, African American. Now you got these study groups going on where you're pulling out the Bible and you're placing all the tribes geographically where they should be, and you've got a name for every one of the people of color. That's great. I'm glad to see you doing your research. Now let's move a step further. When we got lulled to sleep with those Bibles, we forgot to look up all the scriptures. Because first of all, you got to determine whether or not there was a Moses and whether or not Moses was a fictitious character, and you got to determine whether or not there was a Jesus the Christ and whether or not he was a biblical, mythological person and a character that never exists. And if he wasn't by chance, then all of that stuff that you're getting out of the Bible, maybe the 12 disciples didn't write it. Just maybe. Check out Dr. Ray Hagen. The man does his homework. I follow after him, and I go and back up his support and his research. Check him out. Just what happens if the 12 disciples that we've been told who wrote the Bible didn't actually write the Bible, but a different bloodline through King James bloodline, all participating in transcribing that Bible, then you would no more than have an authentic Bible from someone who was inspired than someone who were a group of gangsters. And then now you're going to run around and say this book was anointed and it was inspired by 12 men who all had the same inspiration at the same time. Come on now. We got to start thinking for ourselves. We got to stop running around saying, now we've pieced this Bible. It's a love story to the African-American. They're talking to us. If they are, they're playing games with us once again, like they do with children all the time. Because, first of all, we've got to prove that the book is authentic, and we've got to substantiate the book. I say we put the book on hold. We put the book on probation until we confirm all of these documentations that we've been asking about. Is Paul, Peter, Luke, and John authentic writers of the book of the Bible? Or is King James and his crew the bloodline who've written the Bible, who's had their hands on the Bible? Once we determine that, and if we determine that King James, George Washington, and all of the elitists had their hands on that book, then they would not be preparing a book for your deliverance. I repeat, they would not be preparing a book for your deliverance. But now you got all these study groups and everybody saying, people, you must look at the Bible and you must see that the story is to us, right? So, story also telling us that because they beat most of us into submission to become Christians, that we are to convert to Christianity now? Is this book also telling us now we have a solution to our problem? We've been lost for a long time, and the Jewish people have taken our place because we won't stand up and take our own place. And as a matter of fact, They do have our lineage and our heritage, and they're claiming a spot as God's original chosen people because we haven't stood up and took our places. If we take our places, then maybe they will hand over, you think, right? I don't think so. They're going to fight for that number one spot. And you sure better fight for your position in it too. Because first of all, you got to go through the Jewish people to get in that position of the chosen people. Because they've claimed it, laid hold on it, grafted themselves into it, and they've actually pretended as if they're the ones who went through the Red Sea. There's no substantial story about any people ever being beaten and put in prison and going through the Red Sea. That story cannot be substantiated. Therefore, until further notice, you cannot endorse that story. It could be a possible allegorical story. And if it is, then we've been enchanted and mesmerized to sleep. Now, once again, people, we must go back to the drawing board to do our studies. We cannot just take one book and draw all conclusions from it. If you are truly a researcher and a studier, you will go and get Hebrew Honey. You will go and get King's Concordian, Strong Concordian. And you will go and get the Holy Tablets. You will get all of these documents and coming forth by day and night, the Book of the Dead that preceded the Holy Bible, that preceded the King James Bible, that preceded the New Testament Bible. Yes, the book of the coming forth by day and night did. It comes out of the Kemetic teaching. It is the first book that was ever written for us to find our direction in the Kemetic area of Egyptology. But you're going to have to do some studying in Egyptology. You're going to have to become a student. You just can't go running with the first answer you got and say, hey, I got it. Most people don't want to study. It's too much for them. It's too overwhelming. They have to decipher words. They have to use dictionaries. They're lazy, and they don't want to do it, and they want to find a solution right away and put a cap on it and say, now, there it is. It don't work like that. Your studying is going to have to be continually and forever perpetually studying because that's how it is when you're trying to find history and you're trying to find your place in society. African American, if it happens that you did not come over on the Mayflower and they don't have your footprints on any of those documents, then so what? You still are heir to the land in Africa because of your burnt skin. And you still are heir to some land here because you helped lay the railroad tracks, you help lay the bricks, and you help build the corporations and industry, and your mother and father slung bags on their back. And because of the work they put in, you have obligation and heirs to this land here. Don't let anyone take your birthright away. That's what we've been very good and accustomed to doing, handing our birthrights over. And the Native American, as savage as you might think they are, they've had enough sense to sit down and demand an audience. I didn't say a treaty because every treaty has been broken that was ever given to them. They've gotten to the point where they stop the treaties and they start the fighting so that they can get the things that they know their ancestors left behind. Now, guess what? The Native Americans are also a tribe. They're one of the 12 tribes. Yes, they are, but they're not the first. Don't make that mistake in thinking that they're the first. They're one of the tribes. Now, you can trace your tribes to your natural heritage from Africa as well. You can find yourself in the Seminole tribes, and you can connect it. That's what you should spend your time doing. Then go and visit your relatives in those other foreign countries, such as Africa, and reconnect yourself back to the tribe. But don't make the mistake of thinking now you're going to be confused another 40 years running around finding out how did you get here. Never mind how you got here. You're here. A baby don't ask, Mom, what went on the night that you birthed me and created me? How did I get here? A baby may want to know the process, but he's not going to spend a lot of time in all of the gory stuff because there's some gory stuff behind how we got here. And a lot of people playing with our mind now got you running like a fool with your study groups going around in circles telling everybody, grab the Bible, because they're fearing we're going to put the Bible down. They're fearing it. So they don't want that to happen. So there's a big push for every African-American to engage in a study group now. Go out and buy up all the Bibles. Go out and buy the New Testament. If you knew that King James was the one that authored the book and edited the book and his nature and background, you would begin to step back from the book. But we don't seem to care about that. But you let another person write a book who may be locked in prison that's a person of color, you won't touch the book. But see, we've got to change things in the churches. We first got to make a deal with our ministers that they can't refuse. They must go back to school through traditional African learning and learn Egyptology. Do you not know half the Bible was grafted with information that came off the walls in Egypt? Half the Bible. Documentation upon documentation, even the session where they talked about you being judged and going through the judgment and weighing your deeds like a feather. All of that was grafted off the wall in Egypt and is placed in our biblical Bible. It didn't just get there by accident. Someone stole it and put it in the Bible. That's right. Parts of the Bible has been grafted, and parts of that information is not authentic. That's what you call plagiarizing, when you take someone's material and put it in a book without giving them credit for it. There are tons of things, like the Immaculate Conception, which you think that Mary produced a child without a seed from a man. A male child at that. Now, if it was a female child, I could go along with it, because Dr. Delver did tell us that women were at one time producing after their own kind female child, and that every egg is a female. That's what he indicated to us. But a female woman with an XX chromosome cannot produce an XY chromosome without a male. Then why would Mary be producing that, going against the scientific documentation that God had laid down in the laws? He wouldn't break his own laws for Mary or for no one else. That Immaculate Conception that was laid down was stolen off the wall in Egypt and grafted into our biblical Bible. You've got to do some real studying, people. And don't go running around looking for the ship that you came off on, the book, the good book, Boat Jesus, or the Mayflower. Who cares which boat you got off of? You got here by hook or crook. If you were priest, king, or queen, you got here. And some of us were kings and queens that got here. Believe it or not, you may be sitting on your throne and don't even know you have royal courtship or royal throne, and you may be an heir of King David and King Solomon too. So take some time and trace your roots and find out where you're from and connect yourself to a tribe and stop talking about, what if we didn't get off the Mayflower boat, then what? Is the Bible speaking to us? Is that a love story to us still? Well, if it was an allegorical story, which they now are confessing, that most of what was written in that book was an allegorical story. It was a story that never happened, but that could possibly have happened to anyone. And if you are still asleep, you will still want to be lulled to sleep with it. But why don't you wake up, African Americans? Wake up! And wake up and understand that, yes, for a point in time, you needed those stories as a little child. But now that you become a grown-up, you put away the things of a child. And now is the time we ought to be putting away of the thing. Are you saying on me to put the Bible down? I'm saying to do further research and to further notice on the book. The book has been exaggerated, exacerbated, and torn apart and fabricated, as well as duplicated with documentations out of Egypt. If you want to do anything, start stockpiling your money, making plans and a trip to go to Egypt so you can see all these things on the wall before they pull them down off the wall for yourself. That's my plan, to take that trip to Egypt. Don't let anybody fool you again, a second time out of your birthright, by telling you that you have stocks to this land right here. Sure we do, but nobody wants to give us anything. Nobody wants to give us our birthright and our heritage. Nobody even wants to consider reparation to give us. Now, they're going to even take away every little thing they have given you. In a minute, you're going to see your SNAP card gone. And you're going to say, SNAP? There go my SNAP card. What I going to do now? And James Brown would say, I'm about to ready to do my thing. So you need to be doing your thing now. The war we can fight is at the kitchen table. The war we can fight is with our diet. Because they're coming after that too in a spiritual warfare, and you might lose if you give everyone control over your diet and you don't have control over your kitchen cabinets and your vegetables that you're growing and the foods that you ought to be canning. That's where we can start at. Start canning our own food and preserving our own foods and taking hold of gardening together so we'll have food and meat in our house when they come for that SNAP card, because they're going to come for it because they already came for it in several other states. Now, we're worrying about whether or not we came off the Mayflower. We're going to have to worry about how to pull households together and how to bring families together to live together in a tribal setting. Oh, no. But you can't get along with Sister Sue over there because Sister Sue and y'all ain't never got along. Then as Africans and as pure-blooded Africans, we learn to get along with each other whether or not we like each other or not. That's the tribal way. Now, I've been teaching you about tribal setting. I've been teaching you about how to get ready for tribal setting and how to live in a communal setting. You don't want to hear anything I tell you about the ancestors because you all prepped up and ready to be a Christian. Now you find out the book is not authentic. What are you going to do about that? Now, to even find out if the book is not authentic and if Jesus never really walked the face of this earth, how in the devil do you believe he's going to come back to rapture you? How? If there is no rapture, and if it says right there in the book that Elijah was the one that was supposed to give the signal to when the Lord and Savior was supposed to come back, and if he's already came back and said it millions of years ago, then the process for the rapture is over. It's done with. We missed it. Did we oversleep? What happened? Did it come in the night and we didn't know it came? People, you got to wake up. Long as they got you sleeping and you believing in these lullaby stories, they don't have to ever worry about giving you a position of authority. You need to understand that the Bible has done some injustice to us by believing things that have never existed. We need to form study groups. We need to get with Dr. Ray Hagen and allow him to teach us and to show us in the book, right in the Mother Nectar book, where we exist in the Nectar, in Egyptology. And when you find yourself in the book called the Book of the Dead, then you'll be satisfied. Then you can lay down the mutilated book that has been tampered with and that has been grafted. People will place themselves in society to create history. Just as someone has taken your place as the Asiatic African person that are God's chosen people, someone will take other people's position if they don't claim them. Now, if you are all about just spending time going over the books of the Bible, being mesmerized by the stories, but they're so true and they sound so good and Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, it tells you so, but it also tells you a lot of other things too. And we've got to wake up to our senses to realize that we've been mesmerized, we've been cahoots, we've been bamboozled, and once again, we're left holding a bag, and all we have is the Bible, and we've given up our land. And that's what happened to the Native Americans. They handed their land over for a bottle of gin and booze and the Bible, and they were left with nothing but that. But when they finally came to their senses, they woke up, and they realized all they had was a book, and their land was gone. Now, we haven't even begun to start to question, where's our land? We haven't even begun to start to lay claim on our land, and we keep forgiving them for the fact that they owe us for reparation. We keep saying, it's not possible. How could they ever pay us for all the money? They can't, but they can give